seven touchdowns and 60 yards or more now since you got here. What's the key to those plays as far as the timing between the two of you? And
I think the key is just, you know, being on the same page and understanding what the defense is giving us. We practice extremely hard, and we watch a lot of film trying to make sure that when we have opportunities to go down the field, we can capitalize on it. It's hard to do that in this league, and we've been doing a good job of it. We want to continue to do that.
How important is it that in this offense, there's a lot of short stuff, a lot of underneath stuff, that you keep taking shots down the field?
I mean, at some points, you're going to get your shots. I mean, every concept that we have has some form of deep shot. Maybe not, but more often than not. But we just try to make sure if there's an opportunity that we don't miss it. And that comes with film study and knowing exactly what the defense is giving you.
When Andy gets out there, I mean, is it going to be, you're going to go up, give him, you know, give him a handshake, give him a hug? I mean, he did a lot for you. You've spoken a lot about that.
I definitely find some time to you know, shake his hand and say a couple words to him. But, you know, in the interim, we got to play a football game. You know, I don't think on his side or outside, we can get caught up in the emotional aspect of it. We got to understand that we got football to play.
Have you stayed in touch with Andy?
Coach and I text a lot. We keep in touch. Yeah, I mean, he's a great man. He's a great friend. Definitely going to stay in touch with him probably for the rest of my life. He's a great guy.
What's the message been to you
since he left? Coach has business to take care of, and I understand that. I won't try to be a distraction or get in the way of that. It's just, you know, it's times when we text each other and you know, just, you know, stay in communication, and that's part of our friendship.
Did you text him this week?
No, we haven't texted this week. It's just a short week. You know, everybody's busy. We got a lot going on. You know, we have to get focused and get ready for Thursday.
Talking to us, Mike, Andy said you're playing as well as you've ever played. Is that something you agree with?
I can agree, but I also feel like I can play better. You know, we just, you know, the things we do, the opportunities that I've been given, you know, on the football field, I've been taking advantage of them. As far as, you know, the plays that's come in and executing them. I really like what we've been doing. So, you know, it's all about improving and getting better. You know, obviously, you know, I make mistakes just like everybody else, and there's things to improve on. And that's what I want to continue to focus on.
But if this is the guy who reached out to you with a hand when no one else would do and brought you back into the league. So it's got to be somewhat emotional for you to be playing against him and trying to beat him in this football game.
It's different. It's definitely different, you know, knowing that Coach Vick is on the other side. But that's just, you know, where our lives took us and, you know, the situation that we're in right now. You know, I'll never forget the opportunities that have been given to me by this organization, by Andy Reid. And, you know, that'll never change. But, you know, I think, you know, at some point, you know, once the game starts maybe, you know, we'll find some gratitude and just the competition aspect of it and having a chance to go up against one another. But it's not me against Andy Reid. It's not us against Andy Reid. It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs, because, you know, they got guys over there who are coming to play good football.
And, Doug, is there going to be some point in your life when you'll talk to your kids about what Andy Reid did for you?
Absolutely. I mean, they'll know about all the people who paid, you know, a great portion of my life. You know, I give a lot of credit to, you know, they'll probably never get a chance to meet him. Some that they've already met, some they won't, but, you know, Andy Reid is a guy who will go down in history in my book as one of the greatest coaches of all time. And, you know, one of the greatest men I ever met.
What kind of impact did
what part of your game specifically needs to get better, or do you want to get better?
Well, I think you can always get better in the decision-making aspect of the game. Everything's not going to be perfect. I'm not going to always do everything right. You know, I may make some mistakes, you know, this week that I may not make next week, or some last week that I don't want to make this week. So it's always things to grow and always things to improve on. I can't really elaborate on what, you know, it is in detail, but, you know, just things that I know I got to get better at to be the player that I want to be.
What have you learned about Chip Kelly as a play caller through the first two games?
Well, I learned he's very aggressive, but at the same time, very smart and can be conservative at times. But, does take advantage of the things that the defense has given us.
KC's defense, what do you see from them?
They're a good group. Good group, good defense. They got five Pro Bowlers over there. Got some guys who know how to play the game of football and understand what it's all about. Knows what it takes to win, and it's going to be a challenge for us, and we're up to it.
What kind of influence, if any, did Donovan have in your decision to come here, and what kind of relationship do you have with him now, if any?
I got a good relationship with Donovan. We see each other, we talk. it's nothing, no more than that. But he had an influence on me coming here, and I'm thankful for everybody who had an influence on me coming here. I'm just glad I'm here right now.
What kind of reception do you think that he's going to get from the crowd? He's getting his jersey retired.
I think it's going to be a warm reception. I think this city appreciates everything that Andy done. Obviously they wanted more. We always want more. If you win one Super Bowl, you want to win two. You win two, you want to win three. It's just things that you want. Some things that didn't happen, but regardless of what, he gave this city a great thrill. Good football, and he was a great person.
Okay. Thank you.